Good day, podcast audience. This is your podcaster, Ken Hodge. And what I'm going to do for the next few months is I'm going to start a series of what I call Take Fives. I'm going to give you 5-minute podcasts on one subject, make it short, very detailed, to the point, and I'm going to give you these Take Fives 2 or 3 times a week. Now, if you will pay attention to the subject matter and the subject and then apply it in your everyday work life or come into an understanding how it affects your everyday work life, we are going to be on our way to building a much stronger local. On today's podcast, I'm going to spend 5 minutes talking to you about continuity. And when I say continuity, I mean continuity within the local. I'm going to define continuity.
Continuity means the unbroken and consistent existence or operation of something over a period of time.
Now, when I speak of continuity as it pertains to Local 304, National Postal Mail Handlers Union, I'm speaking in specific one set of rules that everybody abides by. I'm going to say it again. One set of rules that everybody abides by. And let me take a moment and explain that. Because see, when you have one set of rules, you are now going back into what I consider you're building your organization. And when you're building your organization, that one set of rules is not going to be likable by every member. It should be likable by the majority, but it's not going to be likable by every member. So to those members, I say to you, if it is what is supposed to happen, you have to let go of what you've been getting away with and come in line with this is how it's supposed to be, and it's going to be like this in every office in Local 304. And another specific, your work inventory. See, when I say consistent and one set of rules, see, that's a wide or vast title or vast statement. Because, see, one set of rules deals with your national contract. One set of rules deals with the ELM. One set of rules deals with every aspect of any situation that affects your postal life. You see, as a local president, that person has the responsibility to ensure that there is one set of rules that everybody goes by. But what I've seen in this local, and let me tell you something, this isn't by any means bashing our local, so please don't take it that way. This is me explaining to you what's happening, and also, in the same breath, saying, if you are okay with what's happening, then be okay with it. But if you're not, let me continue. One set of rules means the same rules that apply in Indiana will be applicable in Ohio and Kentucky because we have one national agreement. Now, I understand LMOUs, I understand that, but your LMOU only addresses particular items, and the national agreement is the Bible that every branch office in Local 304 should adhere to in the exact same manner. And I know that sounds difficult because I was reading on Facebook the other day and I seen a comment that I never liked when my stewards used it when I was president. Home cooking, folks, is not a good thing. Home cooking means you as a mail handler are not willing to give up something that's contractual, but rather you'd like to cut a deal with your supervisor so that you can override it. And let me tell you something, while in very limited circumstances that might be beneficial, overall, it is detrimental to the union. Hey, listen, I talked to you a little bit about continuity, and I'd like to see continuity in Local 304. I'd like to see branch presidents in Indiana talking to branch presidents in Ohio and arriving at the same conclusion. This is how we're going to process this. This is how we're going to process this. These are the documents. These are the moving documents that I'm going to attach to every grievance. Again, if you make it uniform, then what you do is you make it one voice. And let me tell you, one voice turned up very loud will make a difference. Hey, I'll talk to you on the next Take 5. To the band.